This is Soundscapes on BBC Radio Derby, FM and AM. And we turn now to another band name, where actually behind it is just the one figure, David Hughes, who is Tranquility Base. And I'll be talking some more with David after we've heard another track from his excellent album, The Infection of Time. And this is The Torch I Carry Burnt My Hand.
Thank you.
Bassett with me again on Soundscapes, Mr. Tranquility Bass himself, David Hughes. David, as you were telling us earlier, a few years ago you began building up your studio and gradually developing your sound. You really have been biding your time. You've been remarkably patient, actually, about releasing this CD, haven't you?
Yeah, really. I must admit, we go back every now and again to some of the early tapes that we have. When I listen to it, I think, oh, thank God I didn't put that out. Because it really is, it sounds dreadful to my ears anyway. But then every artist the same, they always think that the work they've just done could be bettered in some way. It's always deficient and could be done in a different way. It could have been done better. And I feel the same way about my own album right now, of course. So.
Yes, but I get the feeling that you have waited the requisite number of years. I mean, you could have rushed something out, you know, maybe a year or two after taking up synthesizers, but you decided to wait and develop your sound, and I think that's been important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think songwriting is not something you are very gifted and you can do it immediately, or it's something that you have to learn methodically. And I fall into that latter category. I had to learn how to write pieces, learn how to structure things properly, and learn melody, learn how to expand on an idea, how to take that idea forward and finish a piece off. I think the main problem with a lot of artists these days is that they rush albums out before their time, before the album has matured, or before they themselves as a musician have matured. And that comes across in a number of albums I've heard recently.
I think you're right there. But of course, the problem is that it's getting this music across, and I'm sure you're aware that unless you introduce dance rhythms and samples into your sound, Tranquility Bass really is going to struggle for airplay on radio and recognition in the music press. It's the same for all electronic music artists, isn't it?
I would agree with that completely. We have had some considerable trouble getting the album some airplay. Obviously, Reggie Darby's helped an awful lot, but what I really find is upsetting is that locally, we're based in Newcastle, none of the current radio stations have done anything to back us, which I find that a little bit irritating. The local newspapers aren't really interested. Several other musicians have said exactly the same thing, that it's difficult to get airplay, it's difficult to get coverage within the media that will help put that music forward. We seem to have sold an awful lot of records to people who you would never imagine who would like electronic music, and every last one of them, without exaggeration, every last one of them has come back and said, really liked it, really enjoyed it. Others for lots for different reasons, some tracks more than others, and it depends on the particular person. But that really has come across in a very heartening way, the way somebody who you would never imagine would like electronic music and has never listened to electronic music in the past suddenly says, really like that album, really like that particular track, and that helps a lot.
That's why I retain the hope about this music eventually breaking through. And I don't think it'll take much. I mean, I feel that a network radio show playing this sort of music would break the music overnight.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
My main feeling is that the sort of aspect about electronic music is electronic music to me has a really appalling public image. We're sort of on the same level, I don't know how to say this, we're on the same level as Trainspotters. Now that might not be fair to Trainspotters, but that's how I feel. I feel that electronic music is done. And it's also, we have a problem in that there's so much electronic instrumental music around in the form of advertising, in the form of jingles, that it just fades into the background like wallpaper. It's acoustic wallpaper. And that upsets me because there are so many good artists out there who are so very, very talented and who are just not being heard.
Yeah.
And obviously, if they get heard, it helps me an awful lot. But you also listen to the fact that Tangerine Dream and Vangelis and Jean-Michel Jarre can do massive concerts. Jean-Michel Jarre is one person in particular who can pack out and put a huge concert on, will really cram up the centre of Paris. And look at all those fans, but how many of them go and buy his albums? I don't know, but he certainly seems to sell an awful lot.
Let's now hear the one track, David, which stands out for the very reason that you introduce an instrument other than electronic keyboards, and that's on the tune Network of the Heart, which is almost like Vangelis meets Kenny G. And apparently, you readily admit that this track was a pretty boring one to start with.
Originally, I set about dipping my toe in the waters of electronic music to find out how my material would be received. And what happened was that I put a simple four-track demo tape out to see what would happen. And it was the third track on the cassette, and it didn't really get a great deal of attention. It wasn't particularly good, so I sort of consigned it to the dustbin. And then shortly afterwards, I was playing a few tracks to my friend Steve, who's a local GP, lives around the corner from me. And he said, I really like that piece. It's really got something. It sort of had a resonance with him. And I gave him a tape of it, and he disappeared for a few days, and then came back. He says, I've really got this really good idea. So I went round to Steve's house, and he played it, and just fell in love with it immediately. Steve had really done a job on it, multi-track saxophones and a very, very simple setup that he has, and it really saved the day. Consequently, we got into a commercial recording studio, and Steve introduced me to a friend of his, which is a guy called Dave Morn, and Dave is a really, really talented engineer. He helped put the album together for me. There were so many technical things that my little studio is not capable of doing, one of which is recording saxophones. Dave really helped out, and a lot of the credit on the album goes to Dave for helping out.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tangerine Dream have used saxophone in more recent years, but I don't think they've ever used it as effectively as you have done on this track. So let's hear Network of the Heart.
Thank you.
are Network of the Heart from Tranquility Base. So, the first album is now out, David, after all these years. Are you now prepared to pick up thy instrument and play live?
Yes. I have to say that it's been prickling at the back of my head for a long time, thinking I've got to go and do this live. I've got to do something live. So I think the next phase of the evolution of Tranquility Base will be live gigs. I think we'll start off with a few small sessions, innocent little sessions, so I can get to grips with doing things live. And if I make mistakes and say silly things, then so be it. Hardly anybody gets to see them. Later on, we'll evolve into bigger gigs. We have some nice ideas about doing big gigs, trying to do something different. The one thing that really gets to me about electronic music gigs is a lot of the time it's just one man and a synth, and he's got some backing tapes and he's got some additional keyboards, but really visually it's not very stimulating to sit and watch. We want to do something a little different. There's also something that gets to me about electronic music. It's predominantly males who are involved, and there are very few female fans out there, and that's something that gets me. We want to try and appeal more to more women.
Well, we'll look forward in the future to seeing Tranquility Base live. For now, we'll close with the title track from the album. I must say, I favoured your music right from the start, and that's because when you sent me some initial recordings you'd done, there was this track called The Infection of Time, which naturally is on this album, because the album itself is called Infection of Time, and it's still my favourite piece of yours. In fact, further than that, I would call it an absolute classic of electronic music. I mean, if I had to take 8 electronic music tunes to that desert island, this would be one of them. It's a great title as well, I think, The Infection of Time, because infectious is what this melody is.
It is infectious. Curiously, the album, there are two interesting things about the album. Firstly, I have to say that at the time I was putting the album together, I didn't realise it, but my father was extremely ill. And strangely, I sent you the tape off and then didn't hear anything for a while. And then all of a sudden, I got a phone call from Graham Getty, and he said, Ashley's heard his stuff and he really likes it. And this was rather sad in that it was only a few days, a matter of about 2 weeks after my father actually had died. So it really stuck in my skin for a while. I thought, oh my God, if I'd done this earlier, maybe he would have heard it. But he didn't, and that's one of the things that comes with it. The Infection of Time is an odd title. A lot of people have asked, where does the title of the album come from? It comes to the fact that I think that people these days rush between their lives. They fly along with scarcely any regard to what's going on around them, trying to hit absurd deadlines and try to hit schedules that, does it really matter? Well, I'm sure it does really matter to somebody, but my own feeling is that life is getting out of control. This is the way I felt at the time, and we need, I think, to sit back and take it easy a little bit. It's a more laid-back sort of tune.
Yeah, it's a tune I never tire of hearing, I must say. The Infection of Time, let's hear it. Many thanks, David, and best wishes with the album too.
Fade Away, You Beauty. It's a wonderful track, isn't it? Tranquility Base, the title track of the album Infection of Time. And I've been speaking with David Hughes, who is Tranquility Base, and I wish him all the best with that album. Deserves to do well with that, just for that track alone. I really should have played that track to close the programme, actually, because I don't really want to hear anything else for a while now. I just want to savour the memory of that wonderful piece of music.